Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I think I may have figured out what's going on with the system. Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay, guys, we're having some technical difficulties, but I'm trying to see exactly what's going on here this morning with the system. Okay, let's see. We're trying to see if we're getting a live response now. I'm just trying to find out what's going on with the system and how it's working and why we're having such difficulties in bringing this across. Okay, I figured it out. Okay. Hold on. Go back on the air and find out what the difficulties were. Yes, okay. Thank you, Blessed One, for going back on the air. We found out what the difficult was in the process. Man, technology is such an amazing thing. You know, you one little thing can cause a major problem to happen. You know, it's amazing, you know, where we are and from where we stand. So I'm going to start the show over again because that situation that happened, that was a little bit, it really is funny. But, you know, it can be a real irritation if you're not able to be able to roll with the punches and understand what's happening, okay? So it's, and a lot of time it's human error, and it's not necessarily the technology, but everything has to align up properly. So we're doing it anyway, beloved ones. Welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona, with a little technical difficulties, but we were able to get it together. And to all my previous listeners, welcome back. And to all my new listeners, thank you for tuning in this morning. We are so grateful for you. We are so grateful that you are listening to us this morning. And for all of you who were able to get back in, I'm grateful for you that you made the second effort to get back. It's really amazing. Every time I do this show, I learn a little something more about technology. And these switchboards are really sensitive and really, really different, but it's all good. We got it going on. So we're here in the valley in Phoenix, and the weather is perfect, and we are moving now in a really good place and space. And this is part of the time of being in the Valley of Phoenix that I really love for the next 5 months, 6 months. This is it's not a much better place to be because of the weather here. It's so phenomenal and so beautiful, you know. I tell people, you know, Phoenix, Arizona is the one only place where you can actually go skiing in the wintertime and come back and jump in your pool. And get in the pool and enjoy the pool weather at the same time that you just went skiing, because the weather is so diverse and so different from one part of the state to another. But it's a beautiful thing. I guess that's why some people actually enjoy living here in the Phoenix area, okay, and in the Arizona area. It's such a diverse and what it has to offer. Because in the summertime, we ain't going to talk about that. That's a whole different challenge, okay? But anyway, we're going to continue with the day. Like I said, for all my old listeners, thank you. I'm welcome for you, and all the new people who tune in today, you're in the right place where you're supposed to be. Everything is in divine order. There's no coincidence in the universe. Everything works out for its highest good, okay? You're in the right place where you need to be. And if you keep your mind open, your heart open, you will be able to get the message of today. You know, yes, this is a metaphysical and spiritual ministry. And we do things a little bit different. This ain't your normal Sunday kind of service, and I understand that. That's okay. We are more spirit-based and motivational kind of ministry. You know, we want to give people things, tools that they can use to on their daily basis to help improve the quality of their life. That's what this ministry is all about, improving the quality of one's life. Each and every day, you know, I want to share things with you that you can use right now to put into your life to make it better, okay? And we don't want to you to be able to have to go through anything else other than to make it right. And I'm so grateful to see that a lot of people are coming back. I love you. I love my audience. You guys are so persistent to get you go and you come back. If it ain't working right, you come back and get it right. And thank you. I'm grateful for you. So grateful for you. Let's go in prayer. You know, we're gonna pray to bring everything back into proper perspective, and thanking God for all that He allows. And it is through God who do the work, and not I. I'm just a vessel. And I'm grateful that God has given me an opportunity this morning to be able to express to you what I have been shared. And I always tell you guys that when I do these programs, I always say, God, all of you and none of me. God, all of you and none of me. Because I don't want the message to be about anything based on my ego or anything. I want it to be pure spirit. I want it to be pure spiritually activity. Okay? So that's why we do these shows. That's why I pray and ask God to be the word, to be the instrument that allow it to flow into us, okay? So let's pray. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thank this morning for your divine love, your divine understanding, your divine wisdom that you have allowed us to be able to experience this week, and that you're allowing us to participate in our lives, that we are open and receptive to the I Am present inside of us, God. We know we are connected to you as the wave is connected in the ocean, God. We know we are one with you on all levels, God. So give us understanding and give us consciousness and give us knowledge about who and whom we are, that we are able to go forth and be able to do and be that which you have allowed us to be able to do, to use our minds and be co-creators in our lives with you, God. You are the source. You are the energy that allow. And I thank you, God, for all that you bring forth. I think about all the energy, all that you are expressing in our lives each and every day. We say thank you, God, that we made it through another week of challenges. We ask you, God, to give divine blessing for America. Keep her safe. Put your hands around this country, because you, God, know all that's happening. And we may not be seeing it all as it is, and we know that everything is divine order, regardless of how we see it and how chaotic it may be, you're in charge, and we are able to accept that which it is. So we say thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the doctors and the medical people in this country who are doing all they can do to try to keep us safe and keep us healthy. I ask you, God, put the divine protection around all the frontline workers who are doing what they need to do to help us, God. We know that things are evening out and things are getting better. We know it through your grace. And God, I thank you this morning for allowing the technology to work as it is to work, because we just had some challenges. But thank you, God, that you stepped in. We thank you, Lord Michael, for all that you do and the assistance that you bring. So we say thank you. So let's get on with today's program. Beloved one, we are so grateful. We are so grateful. Today's talk, could it be that you are gods and goddesses? Could it be? I don't want you to think about it. Could it be that you are gods and goddesses? I already have my own opinion about it, but I just want you to think about it. Could it be that could be? Well, you and I were made in the image of God. And so what does that mean? You know, I mean, what did that really mean to say you were made in the image of God? Okay, let's just talk about what the dictionary said about the word image. The dictionary said the word image means likeness or representation of a similar item. So that means that you have, it's two things that identify pretty much as the same, okay, in its physical character and its other characteristics. That's what it means when it says image. Now, of course, now there's a different level of images when it comes down to medical stuff, you know, medical images about, and again, that is kind of like telling the truth, too, because images usually relate to the idea of x-rays and things of that nature. They're talking about the image that is being seen, okay? But this image we're talking about is a different type of image, okay? So, now, each one of us know there are millions of us, maybe even a billion of us in the universe, but we do know there's millions of us here on planet Earth. And now we know that each one of us look different. There's not unless you are a twin, you find someone else looking identically like you, and even twins, they're not going to, most of the time, not going to look identically with all the same characteristics. So we each have a different look. So we know that, understand that all of us are not physically looking like God. So what does that mean that you're made in the image, you know, of God if we all not looking like God? See, the image of God that the Bible speaks of, beloved one, is not about a physical thing. It's about your I am presence. It's about that presence of the spirit that lives inside of your physical body. In John 10, verse 34, Jesus replied, "It is not written in your scripture that God said to certain leaders of the people, I say you are gods." Now, ain't nothing I'm saying. I'm saying if you believe in the Bible this is coming from John chapter 10, 34. Okay? Let me just read it to you again. Jesus replied, "Is it written in your scriptures that God said, you are leaders of the people, to certain leaders of the people, you are gods?" Okay. Now, when I heard that, I had to say, well, because I didn't know it at first, but I had to do some, where is this written? And what was Jesus referring to? And most of the things that when he says it's written, they're talking about the Old Testament. So I had to go myself and do some research about what is actually being said here. And, when you research and find things, you be surprised what you may find. And you know, look in your own Bible. You guys, most of you have a Bible. You can look up for yourself. Don't take my word for it. And in Psalms 82, verse 6, it says very clearly, "I have said, ye are gods and children of the Most High." Let me repeat that to you. And Psalms chapter 82, verse 6, it says, "You are gods and all are children of the Most High." This is not James speaking. This is what it is. In some Christian circles, what I just expressed to you will be considered blasphemy. Okay, and that's what got Jesus in trouble. That's why they wanted to stone him and wanted to run him out of town. Because they said, "How dare you say that you are one with God? How dare you can say that?" You see, and people got very angry with him and wanted to stone him and run him out. See, and so in some, and still in some Christian circles that may hear this message today would say that minister is being blasted. There ain't nothing being blasted about that. That's what the Bible said. If you truly believe the Bible and understand it, then you should be able to accept the truth, the whole truth, you know, not just part of the truth. But, you know, if it's written in the Bible, and Jesus said it, I'm going to accept it as the truth. Now, you know, we have this thing called free will and free choice. So it's up to each individual to accept what he chooses to accept in his belief system. No one can force you to accept anything that you choose not to be part of, blah, 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 or change your thoughts about what it is. You have a right to be able to do that and to be able to just have life and have it abundantly, but you have a right to be able to choose what it is that you choose to choose in your own understanding, okay? So I just want to share with you again in Genesis 26 and 27. I'm just going to read this to you so you have a really good understanding of where the flow of this message is going to go today, okay? Today, you know, some days I'm more into scripture than I am into other days. Today is one of those days where I've really done a lot of research around the actual scripture itself. And Genesis 26 and 27, we're going to read 26 first, of course. And it said, let us make man in our likeness. And before I go on, when you heard that our, that means that the individual spiritual entities that were putting this whole thing together, it was not just one entity. It says our image. That means there's more than one when you heard the term our, okay? So it's not an individual thing. Anyway, it said, let us let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and all of the earth, and every creeping thing that crawl upon the earth. Okay? That's what it is said. And excuse me, beloved one. Let's turn my phone off here. And so we are just grateful that for that. Now, let's go back into verse 27. Okay? It says, so God created man in his image, in the image of God created him. Male and female created by them. Okay? God created male and female. Okay, beloved one. So, you know, for all you guys out there think that you are so holier than they are and that, you know, women have to be servant to you, that's crapola, okay? Excuse my expression. That ain't true. Okay? God created all of us, all right? So this is what's happening. And we have over the years, over the centuries, over the time, and this just didn't start today. This has started, you know, centuries ago. We have become detached from our God self. You know, it started way back, and it's been taught to that we are, and that we are have detached from that God self that's inside of us. And we know that it's really not true that we are not detached from God. And so we need to have a full understanding of that, and that we are children of God, and that God is the source. And that's a pretty sad thing when I think about it, that we are taught that we are detached from God, who created the universe, who put all that we are is God. But yet the early structure of the church and society made you thought that you were detached from God. So that's why a lot of the religious organizations, the ministers and everything became so powerful, because people felt that they had to go through these structures and they had to go through these ministers who were able to be connected to God in the way that they want. Beloved one, none of us have an exclusivity to God. You know, just because I'm doing work, doing this work and expressing what I feel God was written, doesn't mean I have more connection with God than you do. And don't let anyone tell you, don't let any minister, any religious organization tell you that they got the answer, they got the decision, and they got the hookup. It ain't true, okay? We all got the hookup. We all are exclusively, we all have the same power, and which come. We just happen to have be choice to be able to express and give our opinions and thoughts and ideas of what it is we conceive as that God wants us to express. But nobody has more power than anyone else when it comes down to that, beloved one. We all possess the ability to be creative. We all possess the ability to live an opulent life. Okay, it is not, you know, the Pope or anyone else that's in the spirit, in the realm of leadership, when in the structure of organization, have any more connection to God than you do. Okay, if you believe in that and you've been brought up that way, it's now time to shift and change your idea. They don't. Okay, I don't care what they tell you and what they say. No one has more connection to God than you and me directly. We all have the same power. Now, some people tend to use it a little differently. This is true, but we all have the same power. See, there's some people who are running around, you know, like deer frozen in the headlight. They just like stuck. They don't know. They've been so conditioned to believe what they have been taught in this old frame of teaching that they have no idea of who they are on the spiritual realm, because they felt into that teaching that they were not equal, or they didn't have the power to make a direct connection with God. And I'm not blaming the people. Matter of fact, I'm not blaming anyone, because, you know, in a lot of cases, folks didn't know. But now there are some people in the early structure of especially back in the biblical days, where the kings and the popes and different people knew the difference, but they chose to not tell the truth because it kept them in power. And they felt if you knew the power of who you truly are, they could not control you. They could not have the control of you. So they deliberately taught that you didn't have direct connection. And the kings wanted you to believe that they were the power, that they were the source, you know. And that same thing got taught from generation to generation to generation about who's really in charge and who have the power to connect to God, okay? But thank God we are awakening up. There is an awakening taking place in the world right now, and people say, we ain't buying into that no more. We're no longer buying, you know, accepting that deal. And all those organizations that are teaching that kind of stuff, they are crumbling, beloved ones. These big churches and stuff, you're finding that they are losing memberships. They're not, you know, people are not buying into that more, especially the younger people. They're not buying into that, you know, concept anymore, you know, and then to believe that they don't have any power, that someone else have to help them to be able to get or make it power connection to the God force. They're just not accepting that as reality, you know. And I'm glad that we are finally waking up and realizing who and whom we are, that we don't have to continue to do that. All right. So let's move on. You see, from my observation, I'm seeing that most of us, a lot of people, are just not having full understanding of who they really are. They do not have an understanding that they have the ability to be co-creators with the source. Yes, God is the creator, but God gave you the ability to be a co-creator, to create your own life in a matter that's for your highest self and your highest good. Okay, so you have the ability to create as well. Just like God created the universe, you have the right to create your own world and own ability. With the assistance of that higher power and the I Am Presence, you can create your own world, level one. You have the power. That's what power that God gave you, to be co-creators of your own life. So stop sitting back waiting for someone else to come in to create something for you when you have the ability to create yourself, to be a creator. So I just want to bring that and make sure you have a clear understanding of that. And no longer buy into the idea or lack. You know, I think it has been so for so long, people have bought into the idea of lack that it's almost seemed normal for some people to go through the process of suffering and not having a quality of life, because they bought into the idea of lack, you know. Now, that's not necessarily from a spiritual standpoint. That is something that a lot of people are taught in their childhood and taught through society to believe in lack versus believing in opulence, okay? But the God that created this universal expects us to live life in an opulent state, not in a state of lack. But so often we're seeing lack everywhere. We're seeing it everywhere. You see it on the streets. You're seeing it in, and I'm not talking just monetary thing. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about health conditions. I'm talking about things that you're seeing that people are not realizing they have ability to rise above. Okay, lack is unfortunately seems to become part of society. You know, lack of morals, lack of ethics. You know, this lack is so prominent in our way of life, and it should not be that way at all, beloved one. So I'm here to tell you that you don't have to buy into lack. You don't have to accept the idea of lack in your life. Okay, so that's what we want to do, and hopefully this talk will help you to be able to rise above lack. Okay, so you don't need it. It's not meant for you. God did not intend for you to have that. You know, you're gratefully and thankfully, the Creator who created the planet also instilled in you the ability to be able to. You're given free will. This is true. But you are given the ability, baby, to make the shift at any time you so desire. Anytime you want to make a change in your life, you can do it, beloved ones. Nothing is holding you back other than you to make a shift in your life. If you want life to be different, then you have the ability to make a shift. You can change it. You don't have to accept what is being said to you or what's happening. You can make a shift at any time you so desire to make a shift. So, make the shift, okay? Make the shift. You can do it yourself. You don't need no one to help you. You don't need no assistance. Matter of fact, nobody really can help you to make a shift. It has to be done from the inside that you have to make that shift. And so that's what we want to be able to give you to understand, that you can make a shift, and that just be grateful that God has given us an opportunity to be able to change our situations, regardless of how it may, what has happened in your life in the past means absolutely nothing. Your past doesn't count for anything other than the fact that it is a record of what has happened in the past. It has no prevalence on what you can create today based on what has happened to you in your past. You truly have to believe that you have the ability to change your belief system. And that's what it all boils down to, a belief system. We all, you know, have a belief system, and we can change it. But it's going to take determination, yes, and it's going to take willpower to turn things around, because a lot of us, these teachings have been with us since we were in childhood. They were taught to us by our parents and by other people who we respect and love and care, because they didn't know any better. And they taught you the same thing, and you bought into it, beloved one. So, and, you know, every week I think I tell you that in order to make a true change in your life, you have to have faith. You have to believe, because that is the key to any endeavor that you want to undertake in your life, beloved ones. You have to have faith that you have ability to be able to do it. You have to have belief that it's possible. And you have to have faith that if I believe this, that this can come true. Okay? So you just have to make sure that you tune in, because your ability to turn your life around, you can do it in a nanosecond. You don't have, just because of what your past brought to you means absolutely nothing. Let me I just want to share a few facts with you to help you in shifting your mind. Number one is that the universal God force in this universe is real. Beloved ones, anyone who do not understand and is not conscious of the idea and think any other way, then, you know, God is real. And what other name that you want to call it, because on this show, a lot of people that listen to me are not necessarily Christians. These are people of, you know, I got Buddhists listening, Muslims listening. And so how other name that you want to call your source, you can do that. But it is real. It is real. You know, I can't quite understand, you know, people who do not believe in an actual source or actual creator. But, you know, people have the right to believe as they choose. Even the creator give people the right to believe in that source or not believe in it. You have free choice. So people can believe that. I mean, I don't get it, but, you know, it is what it is. You have to be able to understand and just come and understand and knowing that Jesus is, that God is the source of all the good that shows up in your life, and just make sure that you have full understanding of that. Now, like I said, although I am a follower of Christianity personally myself, I grew up with Christianity, and I understand and I accept it, and I accept the teachings of Jesus, and it's them. But I understand the broad concept. I don't deal Christianity in a box, okay? I know that God is universal. I know that God has the universal source, and God has the contact to make it happen. So I choose to believe that Jesus existed. I believe that Jesus was the real deal, and I believe that he was a teacher, he was a prophet, and that he came here to help us to be able to get to the next level in our journey. Jesus' whole thing was about helping us to grow and helping us to move toward living the opulent life. That's what Jesus came here for. And, of course, to teach us about forgiveness, and his transformation on the cross was about teaching us to have no fear of death. Okay? That's what that whole concept was. So, to me, like I said, you have your own choice. But I believe that Jesus existed and it is real, okay? So, and, you know, your I am presence, another thing, your I am presence is the essence of God. And when I say your I am presence is the essence of God, it means that soul, your soul inside of you were composed by the creators. You have the DNA of the creator who created the universe. The same creators that created the stars, the moon, and the water, and the air is the same spiritual being that put your DNA inside of you. Beloved ones, you're powerful. You are so powerful, and you don't have fully understand how powerful you really are, but you are a really, really powerful being. So you have that same deal going on to you, okay? And when it says that, in the back, I like to go back to Genesis 26 said, let me make man in our image. So, and it doesn't mean that, and the term man at that time also were composed of woman. You know, so don't get hung up on the thing about man, because it's man and female. God created all of us, so we all have power, okay? And so often the male society has thought they had dominance over female because they thought that God created them exclusively and not female. But no, God created everybody, and women have the same power that men have to be created, and some things even more created. I don't know no man that they're able to bring life into the earth or bring life into the planet. So, hey, guys, when you start thinking about all that, I think maybe you should think about it for a minute, okay? We all are equal in God's eyesight. And we are all spiritual beings, and that we are all are connected in life, and that regardless of what you have done in your past, don't let it hold you back from your future, beloved ones. You see, because me, myself, my past has been very different, okay, from what you heard me saying here and there. There was a part of me, and some of you who listen may know, that in my past I have had some things that was not perfect, and I would not be able to sit here and have this program with you if I was not able to have made a shift. What I'm doing today, I probably could have did 25, 30 years ago. I should have been at the same level, but I was chose to live a life to do things that was not for my highest good, and I was not ready to move into that realm of understanding what it is. So, and we all have had things in our past, and don't let your past block you. See, many times that we do things in our past, and we are holding guilt for these things. We are feeling guilty about what has happened in our past, and you cannot allow yourself to get caught up in guilt and think that just because you did certain things or you wasn't a certain way that God doesn't accept you and you're not worthy, okay? I don't know how we get caught up in that, but a lot of people believe that they're not worthy because of what they did in their past, okay? The past is the past, beloved one. So release it and let it go. You know, it's just the past life. That's what it is. You are children of God, and you have to believe and understand that you are children of God. There's nothing you cannot create in your life, regardless of what you have done in your past. You're not going to be held responsible or have to suffer from your past just because of an error that you made in your life. Okay? Release it. Let it go. You don't have to. You don't have to be held in bondage about that anymore. Like I said, from all you who may not know, but my, you know, go to my website. I have a website. It's called The Holistic Ministry, and I do a testimony and I tell you about my past and about the things that I went through and how I overcome them. Okay, so we all have a past. We're on planet Earth, so you're in school, so none of us are perfect. Okay, we all have made mistakes and gone wrong. And I'm not saying it's sin. It's just we just made errors in our lives and we went in the wrong direction. But that should not hold us back in any way. Okay, we deserve to have better. But there's one thing for sure that may I realize that you cannot worship two masters. Okay, you cannot do things that you know are not morally and ethical right and still try to live the spiritual life. I tried in some way, you know. I was still kind of had my foot in one land and one foot in the other land, and that was kind of something that I needed to be able to overcome and to be able to extend. But thank God I got on the right side of the track through God's grace and timing, you know. All things in due time, we're hoping we all come to some understanding of how to do that. You know, beloved ones, your past, a lot of those things are programs that have been programmed into your human mind. Your human mind is like a computer. Your human mind is a computer. And it is where it's based on feelings and emotions. See, your subconscious mind holds all your feelings, all your emotions is in your subconscious mind. And so in order to release some of these things that holding you back and not making you feel worthy, you have to be able to do a reprogram. And the only way that I know of reprogramming your subconscious mind is through the power of affirmations. I'm sure there's other methods, other ways, but what I found to be 100% accuracy, if you work the program, it works. You can change your past patterns by changing and putting in a new program. And that's what computer analysts do. They put in programs to override the old programs. And so that's what you need to do. You need to be able to go in and change that program that's telling you you're not worthy or holding you back. And you might not even be conscious of it, you know. You might not even be conscious of the fact that you are being held back by your program. But you are, beloved ones. So many of us are being held back based on what the program has been put into our minds at an early age, and we're holding on to it, and we just wonder, why can I not get past this point? Why can I not accept that I am a child of God and that, you know, God gives me the ability to be created? Somewhere, someplace, someone told you you were not worthy of being a child of God and that you were not worthy to have the offered life that God intended you to have. I don't know. We don't know how it came about. I mean, you know, you think about it, especially if you're over the age of 40, 50 years old, you got a lot of programs that's going on, a lot of things going on. That's why you have to be very diligent and working into trying to reprogram your subconscious mind, beloved one, so you can erase all those old programs. And it does work. Affirmations work, but you have to be persistent. You have to be very, very persistent. You have to work at it. You can't just one day give an affirmation and say something and expect it to work immediately. You didn't get this way in one day, in 1 hour. So what makes you think you're going to be able to eliminate it in one day, in 1 hour? Now, I do believe that things can happen instantaneously. We serve a mighty, mighty God that can change and shift things at any time and any second. But that which is in your subconscious mind is going to call for you to do some work to overcome that program. And so, you know, do the work, beloved one. If you really want to change the work, do the work and allow it to be able to take place and change, because you can change your situation. Do not go around thinking that you are stuck in any situation that you do not need to be stuck in. you know, you have the power to change. You are a co-creator with God, and you always have God assisting. Not only that, God has gave you the system of your I am present inside of you is God within you. You ain't got to look up in the sky. You ain't got to look outside of yourself. All you got to do is just turn inward and understand that your I am present is there to protect you, help you, and support you. Inside, you have guardian angels. You have ascended masters. You have all archangels, all these beings here to help you to change and to be able to shift yourself. Start utilizing your power. Start utilizing the source that is here to assist you and to help you to get to the next level. Don't feel that you're by yourself. Just because, you know, you may be physically by yourself, that doesn't mean that you are by yourself, because you have more spiritual help than you can even imagine that's there to help you. But you have to call upon those higher beings to step in and say, help me, you know, help me to make a change and help me to shift my thinking. And yes, do the work you need to do to make sure that you are able to get to that level. Okay? Now, before in closing, I want to recommend a book to you guys. And I found that it's one of the books that I read, you know, 25, 30 years ago that really kind of put me in a position to begin to think about how to shift and how I want to do. You know, sometimes you can do things and you can read things or you can hear things and you're not consciously ready for it at that particular time, but it still stick with you. And it's there because everything that you read, hear, and hear is still part of your subconscious mind. And this book is called Three Magic, and some of you may be familiar with it. It's by an author by the name of U.S. Anderson. It's called Three Magic Words. It's a book. It takes you almost maybe about 6 months to really, if you're physically reading it, to be able to really understand it, because there's a meditation and after each chapter in the book, and you're supposed to do these meditations for 30 days. Okay, now, and you can get this book on Amazon. It's still in print. It may be a little difficult to get it. I don't know if you can get a new one, but you can probably get a used one. But by God, the other day I was searching through the YouTube, and they have the book on that and Word. You just go to YouTube and research Three Magic Words. It's about a 9-hour series, but it's well worth your 9 hours. You don't have to listen to it all at one time. You can break it off and listen to it. It's called Three Magic Words. Okay? And I'm going to give you a little heads up about the three magic words. See, the three magic words is you are God. At the end of the book, that's what it's going to tell you. You are God. So the God you've been looking for is right there with you. You are it, beloved ones. You don't have to go look outside of yourself or look anywhere else. You are it. Understand it. Have full understanding of who and whom you are. We are gods and goddesses in the flesh. Accept it, understand it, and live your life at a higher level. Don't go around living in a state of poverty and the state of lack. Live your life in opulence, knowing that you are gods and goddesses. And you know, if you understand that God's created the universe and that you are part of that essence and part of that, you deserve to live an opulent life. So from this point on, do not buy into anybody else's concept of who and whom you are, because you know who you are. You're a powerful being. Whether you be male or whether you be female, God is in the essence of each one of us, and God is part of each one of us. So I want you to go this week knowing that walk tall, hold your head up, and know who you are, and don't let nobody persuade you from what you need to do and understand it, and be willing to do your work. Now, you know, when you're talking about doing the work, I'm talking about from the physical, mental stuff and your programming, your subconscious mind, you got to do the work. But you can embrace the idea knowing that you have help and knowing that you are a creator of God, because you are the essence of the universal God force. God, and you are an individualized expression of God here on planet Earth. Ain't that beautiful, beloved ones, knowing that you are an individualized expression of the Creator who created the universe? My God, that means that you're powerful, and no longer live life with lack and limitation in your mind. Okay, we're going to close. I thank each one of you for coming back in today after we had the little challenges, but I find out what it is. And this technology is so sensitive. One little thing can throw you off glitch, man, and I figure out what it is, and hopefully we won't have these problems anymore. But every time I do this show, I learn a little something different because they change the switchboard inside of the system. And you have to be, I'm not the most technical person, but I'm trying to learn to be able to stay in time and be aware of what's going on to be able to operate. So sometimes I have to learn the hard way things have to actually happen in order for it to work itself out. But thank you anyway for coming back. I love you guys. Appreciate you. Let's just close with a prayer. God, thank you for all that you are. Thank you for being there. Thank you for allowing your word to be heard today. We thank you for all these beautiful souls who have came in. We thank you, God, for opening up the system. We thank you, God, for allowing the technology to work. We are grateful and thankful for this day, knowing that you are the source of everything there is. And we ask you to continue to give us strength, continue to give us knowledge, and continue to give us wisdom to be able to move forward, to be able to have and be all that you intended to be. God, we know that you intended for us to live an optimal life. So we declare and we know that from this point on, we will accept nothing less than the best for our lives because we deserve it. And we know that you are the source that's creating us and allowing us to have and to be all that we can be. So we're going to walk today and this week knowing that we are one with you, God, knowing that your individualized expression is expressing itself through us every second of the day, that we are totally connected to you, God, just like the waves are in the ocean. We are one with you, God, and we are you being expressed here on planet Earth. So thank you, God, for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So we say we are grateful. So thank you, God. We're so grateful. Have a wonderful, beautiful week, beloved ones. And again, I'm sorry that we had a little technicals early, but we're working on it. Stick with me. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.